This episode of LMPF is brought to you by A Modern Profession. Visit amodernprofession.com for more amazing San Diego podcasts, and also visit all of our social media sites. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope at LMPF Podcast. Follow us on Facebook at Life Moves Pretty Fast, or you can email us the old-fashioned way at lmpfpodcast@gmail.com. We're tired of saying it. If you can't find us now, it's on you. Now buckle up, kids. It's time for another episode of Life Moves Pretty Fast.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
Yeah, we got everything we need, thanks.
Prince? Are we talking Prince? No. One of the greatest musicians of all time.
Purple Rain.
Is this going to be like Courtney Diamond's episode and you're going to delete half of it? Or
we had to dump half of it.
Yeah, I understand.
I was terrible.
Listen, I understand. I was listening.
We were bummed. We actually, the second half of the conversation was pretty good.
It got good. The beers started kicking in and we got real talkative and it turned into something awesome and then just
let's talk
sadness.
Are we recording?
Yeah,
I don't know if we're recording or not.
Dude, please. That's okay. I have two beefs to talk about.
All right, let's get started.
Should Life's a binge.
That's still a thing.
Now it's coming.
That's still a thing.
This weekend's old 10.
Okay, so that's your first beef?
No. My first beef is that damn vape pen.
Why?
Okay.
Oh, because you can hear it?
Yes, it's the worst sounding thing in the world because it sounds like you're just smoking a bong.
But the man is trying to improve his life.
That's fine.
By quitting smoking.
Don't do it for 45 minutes or however long it takes to record this.
Okay.
There,
okay, great.
Thank you.
Okay,
here's what happened.
Okay.
Now, don't be a dick. Here's what happened. I'm listening to your solo episodes.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. I told you, I even texted you, I was enjoying them immensely.
Thanks.
I think it was very cool, different.
Right.
And you're about to tell this heartwarming story about this kid. And you're like, oh, I got to take a hit off Jeffrey first. And then it just sounds like you're getting high before you tell this heartwarming story about this kid.
All right.
You're like, oh, I want to tell this story. I don't even know what's coming because I haven't heard it yet.
Right.
You're like, oh, I got to do this. And then, so this kid, I'm like, Jesus Christ, what is this, like a deleted Sublime track? It's like, were they doing a skit? And then it was the worst.
Okay. All right. Duly noted.
First beef.
So that's first
okay,
beef.
Oh, so that was first All right. beef. All right.
Second beef.
Here we go.
You do this laundry list of people that are your friends that you like in these episodes. Who's the one name that's suspiciously missing from that list?
For what?
I don't
Wait,
remember.
What are you talking about?
On your solo episode, the last one you did this long list of people that you're friends, that you work with, that you enjoy being around.
Okay.
You basically listed every single person that works at SeaWorld.
Except for you.
Except for me.
Okay, well then the first beef, I think you have a very legitimate argument.
Thank you!
Yeah, no,
I thought
you're right.
We were friends.
No, we are friends.
I did a very nice Facebook post for you, because I meant it, and I'm about to delete it.
And that was, well, that's...
It's old.
Yeah.
No one's gonna notice that he deleted it anymore. No,
yeah, I know that it's in my heart still.
And you
can't
screenshot it.
You can't delete that.
Once it's on the internet, it's there.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So okay. Well then yeah, duly noted. Then maybe we'll leave Jeffrey out of the podcast. Or sorry, Kyle out of the podcast.
It's Kyle.
And
now.
It's Kyle now.
I heard there was a name change. I forgot the name change.
And
there's a model change, there's a brand change.
I know a gay guy named Kyle.
Most gay guys are named Kyle.
You think so?
And all guys named Kyle are gay.
Tim, are there a lot of gay guys named Kyle?
I know, like, three.
There you go.
Okay.
See?
And he only knows three gay people, so that's...
all Kyles.
All
at that table.
Ew. What a sick burn, yo.
Back to your room, Boba Fett.
Wow. Those are, yeah, great words to leave by.
Tim loves jellyfish.
What a golden boy.
Sorry. Hi, guys.
Right. No, what's up, buddy?
Hey, everybody, look who it is. Dallas McLaughlin.
Dallas McLaughlin, everybody.
Yay,
joining us
thanks.
One more time.
One more time?
That is it.
And that's going to do it.
I got to get
thanks
out of here.
Thanks for tuning in. He's got a heart out.
I got a heart out.
Were those your only two beefs?
Yeah.
I was left out of both of those beefs.
You weren't in the episode.
Oh, I know. I'm very happy about that. I don't
well, you
defend
also,
anything.
Well, the one beef I had was in your Biz's Back episode. I couldn't hear a damn word you said, but you guys remedied that in the next episode.
Yeah.
So good. I don't have a beef for that anymore.
Okay.
Good. I want to hear
Perfect.
You, Biz.
I like being heard, and the fact that Emmy Award winning and the Podfather Dallas McLaughlin wants to wants to hear me speak. That's an honor.
Now, Now we're going to talk about the Podfather. Can you at least recognize the fact that it was brought up on Life's a Binge that I am the consigliere of A Modern Profession?
I don't understand that reference, the Modern Profession one. Okay. I'm just kidding. What episode of Life's a Binge?
The last one I just did.
The fall pre... I don't know what the last one was.
It doesn't matter.
Eight episodes a week. I can't keep up.
Those guys put out something every day.
It's ridiculous.
No, that's just Jared.
I really want to hear your 5-minute opinion of Ghostbusters. Come on.
It was a good movie.
It was really good. I really like it. Bill Murray's great. Okay, well, we'll see you on the couch. Like, what are you doing?
And if you guys haven't gone to see Ghostbusters, you should probably go and see Ghostbusters.
Oh, my God. We'll see you on the couch.
This is Dallas hates all the podcasts
on
his network.
I don't hate all the podcasts, and it's not my network. It's your our network. It's our network.
Well,
when we were talking about bringing
guests on. I haven't
even
recorded a podcast on that network in a while.
Yeah. When we were talking about, I was thinking about like, oh, let's bring like a guest. We've had like, when I did my solo episodes, I was like, oh, those are all kind of down. And then Courtney kind of brought it up and I was just like, oh, Dallas is coming on. We're just going to bring it right back down. Just bring the energy and positivity.
Well, I'd like to tell you
right
a quick
in the
story
shitter.
About this kid. Oh. Anyway. It was a touching story.
Okay. Yes.
It was.
How is your, I don't know what you want to talk about. I know you have bullet points, but how are you liking your new job?
I love my new job. It's
amazing.
You
posted some cool pictures. Not a lot, but you've seen some birds, like some cool birds you're working with.
Yes. Yes. There's a lot of,
I'm legitimately interested. I think it's amazing. I love Safari Park.
Yes.
Out of all of the places in San Diego, it is my favorite place to visit. It's very relaxed. I love the tram ride.
Yeah, I actually did the tram ride at orientation yesterday.
Really? Do you know Matt Thompson was at time a tour guide on that tram?
Was he really? Yeah. I've been waiting to get him on the show, but I don't have a topic yet for him. There's going to be something that's going to
click. He's had every job in San Diego.
That is true.
I think I saw him at Cold Stone once.
He's a fun person to talk to. Scooping. Yeah. You have a degree, Matt. What are you doing?
Why are you making me a strawberry chocolate mix?
He works Sundays at Juice It Up.
Hey, you know, I got a great voice. They tip me to sing.
It pays for whatever.
But okay, so no, with the episode, I wanted to talk about a couple different things. First one being Prince. Halloween. I want to talk about Halloween because Halloween is next week.
Oh, is this going to come out before that?
Yeah, it'll come out soon. Cool. Yeah, next couple of days. So I want to talk about Halloween, and
I
want to talk
about my show tonight. Is it going to come out? Is this going to come out right away?
You can promote it, but I mean, I don't think the people
doing
can
a show
have
tonight.
Time. Tonight,
right
tonight.
Now.
Tonight.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Interrupt me and shamelessly plug yourself. You okay?
I was looking at the poster behind you, and the website is spelled wrong. There's three T's in hitters.
There are three T's in hitters. I will never not see that now. Every time we come here, there's a heavy hitters of comedy.
Don't take it down. You have to take the poster down.
Now it's gone.
Oh.
But
honestly, though, what if the heavy hitters or whatever was taken and so they just threw another T in? This isn't taken.
Heavy.
Anyway. Oh, I kicked the mic.
Heavy hitters.
Heavy hitters. Okay, sorry. Right. Halloween.
Yeah, I want to talk about Halloween with you guys.
All right.
You seem like, and I don't know how you feel about Halloween, Mike. I've seen pictures of you like dressing up in costumes and stuff from like last year. Dallas, you seem like a big Halloween person. I don't know if that is true for some. I don't have any support to back this up or any evidence, but you just seem like a person that really enjoys Halloween. And I want to talk about what Halloween is to you guys now that you have two little kids.
Well, my whole life growing up, I've been a major, big time Halloween fan. It's my favorite holiday.
Mm.
And I actually worked up at Knott's Scary Farm for 10 years.
That's right.
And then I worked 2 years down here at the Haunted Trail.
Oh, I remember that.
You do remember that, yeah. I think did I see you there?
I never go.
Jared was there, too.
We'll talk about my Halloween. But I remember working with you and you being tired a lot because you were there.
Exhausted. Yeah. So, yeah, love Halloween.
Yeah, but for that, you got to go to like 2 in the morning and then you got to wash all that shit off.
Mm-hmm. Very dirty. Your nose would just be filled with just shit.
Very dirty.
Oh, then this is perfect. I totally forgot all about the Haunted Trail
and
Knott's Scary Farm.
Yeah.
So let's jump into that.
We could do a whole episode about that if you wanted to.
Sure.
Later. Well,
cool. I'll take off.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, thanks, Dallas.
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Biz is back and you can hear him.
What? Well, what? Yeah. So But the cool thing is, now that I've got a kid, it's fun getting him into those traditions.
Yeah.
Dressing up. He likes spiders. He likes scaring people with spiders and et cetera.
So what's his Halloween costume this year?
It was going to be Link from The Legend of Zelda.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Well done.
Because he really likes those games. Mm-hmm. He actually plays the first one. And it cracks me up because he knows.
Like the old school?
Remember the gold cartridge?
Yeah.
On the original NES?
I have one in the package still. It's worth dozens of dollars.
It could easily.
Perhaps $12.
Easily pay for.
I'm going to go on a limb. It is worth $12.
Yeah, not worth. A lot of
probably
people.
Get an order
apparently,
at Starbucks.
A lot of people did what I did. It's like having a Jose Canseco rookie card.
Yes. So we are probably going to go with that, but he also wants to be a skeleton. So we've got a wide range of motion with our Halloween costumes, and I don't know what I'm going to be yet. Probably nothing.
And what about Amelia?
Amelia this year is going to. We ask her what she wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
So the first year she had, this is her third Halloween. Her first Halloween, obviously, she wasn't old enough to make a decision. So we went as she was a My Little Pony unicorn. My wife was like one of the teenage unicorns that they do some show with, mm-hmm. and then I was a brony, and
funny.
It was nice. And then this last year, we said we took her to the store and said, "What do you want to wear?" And she wanted to be Cinderella, so she was Cinderella. And then she told us that we were the mouses. So Sam and I put on mouse ears and we drew little mouse whiskers and we walked around. This year, we said, "What do you want to be?" And she wants to be Anna from Frozen,
of course,
perfect.
So that means that. Mommy's going to be Elsa and Daddy will be Olaf. Or what we're trying to convince her is that Daddy will be Elsa and Mommy can be Olaf.
That would be
so that might happen
as
well.
Okay. But I was going to go with more like Mommy's going to be Elsa and Daddy's going to drink.
I'm going to be Sven and pretend that my barrel is alcohol.
You've got the Elsa hair.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's funny. I hate Halloween.
Really?
It's my least favorite holiday. Nothing about it appeals to me.
But it's incredible.
But why?
Because it's awesome.
But why?
See, and I was...
You can't just keep saying adjectives. Right.
A guy will be our next president, and that's all he does is say it's because it's the best and you're a disaster.
You think he's going to get elected?
No, I don't. But that's what he says.
It's I know.
Wrong, and I'm right, and I'm going to be the most right.
So you're taking a page out of the Donald Trump... public speaking
good,
playbook.
It's good enough for the most powerful office we have, or powerful position we have.
But it clearly isn't.
After that
you
last...
You just admitted he's not going to win, but you're like, I'll still take his strategy.
The
you should use Hillary's strategy and just, you know, kill a bunch
cool.
of people,
the,
right?
Yeah,
Hillary,
bro.
Hashtag.
Right. Yeah. I'd write you an Hilary. Email about it, but yeah. The camaraderie is great. The whole notion of I guess when I would go out at Knott's and there was that energy of mm-hmm. of fear, and that fear being entertaining and not actually horrifying, is fun. It's fun to scare people. It's fun to make people scared. It's fun to get scared. That's why horror movies do so well. And you know, just the characters are great, and just the environment is great, and there's nothing wrong with Halloween. The weather is great.
Well, I didn't say anything wrong with it. I just said I don't like it.
Yeah, because my thing. Oh, here's my thing.
I don't like fish. There's nothing wrong with somebody eating fish.
Okay.
But my thing was is that when I started this, I was like, oh, I know Mike really likes Halloween, and I think Dallas really likes Halloween. I'm going to be devil's advocate. Now it's me and Dallas on Biz, and we're going to convince
you. Devil's advocate. devil's advocate. I like that. Yeah, that was a good movie. Halloween, yeah. Devil. Uh-huh. It was a good movie.
It was a great movie.
Keanu was terrible, but Chino was great.
And
one of the greatest.
Charlize
monologues.
Was great.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my...
I love a chick who cuts herself.
Here's my... this is Halloween. I can't think of the last Halloween that I've actually cared at all.
Well, because you don't have any joy in your heart. That's why.
That's a good point. But I also... But I also don't...
Valid!
But when I think about Halloween, I don't think of people having joy in their heart.
I actually think of hearts spilling out of chests.
Here's what, see, there you go. Here's what I used to work
fun.
At a, I worked at a haunted thing.
Oh, really?
When I was like 16.
Yeah.
There was this place called The House. And it was like, it was, you know,
It was run by a clever group of people.
I don't think co-opted, is it? It was franchised. You would have them in different cities.
Okay.
So they moved to San Diego, and they took over this part of Mission Valley Mall that was dead, and they took it over, and they built this whole thing. And I was a dentist.
Crazy, a creepy dentist?
Creepy dentist.
Uh-huh.
And I would jump out and scare people, you know, with the drill. And one time I jumped out and a guy punched me in the shoulder.
That's happened to me several times.
And only in the shoulder because I, you know, moved. Did a little quick move to protect the goods. And
you did like a cat move.
And then a guy pulled a gun on somebody. And I'm like, this is when I quit this job because I'm 16. And at the same time, I'm also like, I don't see the fun in any of this. And then I walk through a haunted hotel.
Yes.
And this was maybe a year later, 2 years later. I'm like, oh, I'll walk through one. I walked through it, and I was just like tense the whole time. And I'm like, what part of this is enjoyable? I just feel tense. I have high blood pressure. None of this is fun.
Well, it's just not for you then.
No, I know.
That's like fish. Like, that's a great comparison.
Exactly.
And that,
but I don't see the – I don't – like, you love it, and yes. I don't. There's nothing about it. I can't – I cannot see that point of view. I know women love it because they get to show off their goods.
Yes.
In whatever stupid costume they come up with.
Right.
Have you seen the sexy Ken Bone costume?
I have not.
Ken Bone, for those of you who weren't paying attention to the second debate,
was the very charming
savior of that debate. He was wearing the red sweater with the glasses.
Apparently he writes for The Onion. That was the rumor that I heard.
This guy keeps getting better.
Well, then he got the porn scandal thing.
Oh, I didn't hear anything
about
that.
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody searched his Reddit history.
Uh-huh.
And there was like all this porn stuff.
Well.
And so now he's vilified or whatever because he watched porn like every single person in the world.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, there is a sexy Ken Bone.
That's funny.
You know what else? There's a sexy Harambe costume, too.
You know, I went to a Halloween party last year with you.
Yeah.
Well, not with you. You were there.
I was there.
I was not invited.
I invited you.
But you invited me.
At 11:30 at night because I was hammered.
Is this a thing? Can you tell me? Am I not invited on purpose? Or is it just no one expects me to ever show up?
We invited you here.
No, I'll tell you what. Any event that I have, like if I'm having, like for example, I'm having a Halloween party.
You invited me to that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, like if I'm out doing something or whatever, I never think to call Dallas only because you are such a busy person. So it's not like, not the sense of like, I don't want you to be there. I would love to fucking hang out with you every day if I could. But it's just kind of like mostly I'm just like, I'm going to text him and he's going to say I can't.
Yeah, that you're probably right.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It has nothing to do with
it. I would like to not be so busy. Maybe someday that'll happen.
That'll happen eventually for you.
I think so.
I
was happy to go to that party. It was very fun. And I loved all the costumes. That was cool. And I don't know. We used to have Halloween parties at my old house that I lived at when I was, you know, 20 or my early 30s. I lived with some buddies, Travis, my co-host, and everything's fine. We lived together in house. We had Halloween parties, but it's just another party to me. It's not like Halloween when you were a kid was awesome because you got candy.
Yes, but now you can get candy anytime you want.
I know. So I walk around, I look at Amelia.
Yes.
And I see her getting candy, and I'm like, oh, that's so awesome. Like, she's just got to be stoked. We don't let her eat it because daddy's a fatty.
Dad's eating it.
No, well, we established this new thing where we established it last year because that was the first year she could actually, like, take it and go, oh, candy, where she can trade in her candy for a toy.
Ah.
So she trades into the candy fairy, and she gets a toy.
Uh-huh.
So how we do it is she puts her candy.
What kind of costume's a candy fairy wearing?
It's a sexy Harambe costume.
Oh yeah!
So she puts candy on the doorstep, and then minutes later, the candy fairy brings her a toy and knocks on the door and runs away.
Wow!
Yeah,
and that's how fast is Sam running at that point?
It's Daddy running. It's not Sam.
So slowly, you
know, very slowly.
Uh-huh. Daddy's rolled a couple ankles. Isn't that great? He has a candy fairy.
Yeah, I hope you're happy with your stupid toy. Sorry, go. But you were talking. I keep cutting you off.
I don't even remember it, but it is fun. Resner, let's see. Resner, the first year, he just wore a Batman onesie. He wasn't really very old.
Can't do much.
Second year, he was Curious George. Just, you know, monkey.
Is that what he wanted?
Yes.
Were you the man in the yellow hat?
No.
That's
fun. I was not. That costume was expensive.
Yeah.
We were like, no, I can't do that. Last year, he was a pirate. And then this year, yeah, he was one. It's going to be Lee Gordon.
Were you Beetlejuice last year
for Tiffany's party?
Yeah, yes, that was a good costume. Yeah.
Great tradition.
But you do multiple costumes?
No, last year I only did Beetlejuice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is where Halloween, I take a weird turn on it because costumes, there's so much like pressure. Like I go to a Halloween party and I see people wearing like a costume that they just like didn't care about. And they're just like, fuck it, I need something. And I look at them, I'm like, you're kind of an asshole. Which is not fair because I don't like getting costumes either. I either have like a really, really good idea.
Uh-huh.
To where people, like half of them are going to look at me and go like, what the fuck are you? Mm-hmm. Or they're going to look at it and go, that is awesome. Or it's nothing at all.
Right.
Like this year I'm doing the pen, pineapple, apple pen guy.
Yeah. That's
and
a
I think people are
going
to look at me very weird. Mm-hmm. Oh, is it going to be? I don't know. I just thought I enjoyed it.
The pen, pineapple, apple pen guy is my new Lord and Savior. Cause that song's amazing.
I watched five of his songs today. All of them. It. Yeah. Oh,
we'll put a link to it in the comments section of the Facebook post.
Is it on YouTube?
It is YouTubeable. Yeah, it's got, I don't know, 100 million hits or something.
I'm sure it's very popular. Very popular. I'm so late to videos.
Well.
Because anytime I turn on YouTube, it's for the kid.
It's well, and that's a wormhole, too.
Oh, God.
If you start on your own, you're not coming up for
it. The other day, I watched every Weezer video. Because I watched one, and you might as well watch the other one that you liked. And then, I haven't seen this one before. What's this one?
Hey,
a live show.
Didn't Sean O'Donnell cover this song? I like this song.
Every Weezer video. Mm-hmm. I watched most of them. And then Sam walked in. She's like, why are you watching Weezer videos? And I was like, I don't know. I just wanted to see this video. And she's like, oh, okay. And then it's over, and it goes to this one Weezer song. And she literally goes, don't play that one. Play that one. And we just kept watching Weezer videos.
All of a sudden, she's in the rabbit hole with you.
But you remember when videos were
bonding? She's supposed to pull you out. Like, why are you watching Weezer videos?
Know, right?
Help me.
Remember when Weezer videos, remember music videos in general were awesome?
Yes.
Have you seen that perfume commercial, the Spike Jones perfume commercial?
No.
That he did? Oh, you guys got to see that.
Okay. We'll check that one out for sure.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. No.
Best costume idea I ever had was Sam and I had. We had, when she was pregnant, I was going to be Daddy Warbucks and she was going to be Pregnant Annie. But we never did it.
That would have been funny.
I think we're on the same page. We think of costumes. Oh, super cool idea.
Right.
Never going to put it together.
It's hard to execute. Like, unless I can go to a store and buy it and it fits me, right? I'm just like, I guess maybe next year.
Like, you're a Beetlejuice guy. I mean, that's time.
Oh, yeah.
Last night we had our Halloween party. Big Dollar Bill, you know, Bill.
I saw his Homer.
He was Homer. It was shaved fantastic. His face, painted it yellow. It was just insane.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It does take you have to burn some calories.
That's a commitment.
And I don't know. I think for me that's part of the fun too. Is you get to act, you get to be a different character.
Yeah, I think if you have a good idea, it can be very fun. But if you don't, and you're like, I have to go to Mike's Halloween party tomorrow night, I don't have anything to wear. Then you're kind of like, ah, Jesus. Halloween. It becomes like anxiety.
I wasn't invited. I
was just gonna say Dallas is not invited. Yeah, he beat me to that joke. Funniest man in San Diego.
Yeah, I wasn't invited to Tiffany's. It wasn't again this year.
It's not happening this year. So don't worry
the baby?
About it. I think so.
Let me ask you this honest question: what was like? Why? What's the appeal to you working in the haunted trails and stuff? Like, what was why?
Because scaring people is fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you ever thinking about dressing up like a clown and going in the woods?
You know,
I.
The whole
think
clown
that is
thing,
the funniest shit.
The whole clown hilarious. Thing, I really do love.
Hilarious.
I do. As long as no one's getting hurt.
Yep, totally.
I am completely fine with the clown thing.
Well, that's what Sam, my wife, because she works at the Center for the Arts, and they have a huge public park out there called Grape Day Park. The whole property is not owned, the city, whatever. I don't know. Huge place, Grape Day Park. Kind of like Balboa Park, but just on a much, much smaller scale.
Yeah.
But they were like, be careful. They sent out a company-wide thing. Be careful. We're seeing people dressed as clowns in the park at night. And like, there was an incident, I guess, where one grabbed somebody or something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah.
That's not cool. That fucking ruins it.
Yeah, that ruins it.
You're going to be that guy that ruins the whole thing for everybody.
And you can't even, I mean, you can follow them from like a long distance, but like, you can't just like be in their face like the whole time.
No, not
touching them. Like, if you're going to do it,
intimidate.
You need to have, just stand there.
Just have to be present.
And then you just start walking towards them from like 60 yards out. Slowly.
What I've always told Becky, have you guys been to Fiesta Island?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
you said that like we didn't work at SeaWorld forever.
Well, I didn't know if you guys have been like, you know, in the middle of the
dog park.
I like to
look at
you guys,
Fiesta Island.
You guys ever heard of Doritos? Yeah. You guys know these chips?
So it's a big dog park, and there's these big tunnels, and I kind of thought, wouldn't it be awesome to dress up like a clown and just hang out by one of the tunnels?
Yeah.
And just watch people flip out.
See, that's wouldn't funny that be that you awesome? Love scaring people.
It's so much fun.
Okay, now here's let's take the scaring thing to a different level. Have you ever heard of the level 30 crazy ass intense like haunted houses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you have to sign waivers and they can grab you and like borderline like waterboard you and make you vomit and eat shit. Like not literal, but like
not eating shit.
But we don't know.
But they make you
do.
They like grab you and like tie you down.
Germany or something. I don't know.
Yes, I have heard of those.
Would you ever do that?
I would never. I have never done one because I haven't been able to fit it in the schedule.
Do you think you could? And they're like three. They're 3 hours long.
See, I don't like that. I'm not a fan of that.
I could do it. Like I'll be honest. I would rather do the scaring than get scared.
Of course, anybody would.
Because to me, it's more fun.
It's empowering.
It's a little empowering. To me, you know, you guys know me. I'm about entertainment. And at Knott's, excuse me, we would have guys, you know, kind of circling around an area that I was working and just watching people get scared. And it kind of became a show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so there's a little bit of performance. There's a little bit of acting. There's a lot of adrenaline. There's a lot of exercise.
In that sense, I think it's a lot of fun. I would enjoy doing it. But going into, like, the haunted trail or haunted hotels or whatever like that, I can walk through it and it's uncomfortable for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not like, I mean, they could jump out at me and I'm, like, a little startled. But I know in my head they are not allowed to touch me, so I am fine.
Right.
Something like the crazy one, they'll do an absurd amount of crap to you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's a limit to what they can do, but the most interesting one that I heard, that's
where it starts.
They kind of
ends and begins with a finger.
It starts with grabbing the pussy.
And then it's airtight, and then you're done. What's that?
Nothing. I was just letting that lie.
I think
I was just letting that lie.
The most interesting one that I ever heard of was the camping one, where you go into the woods.
Someone murders you.
Uh-huh. You go and you pitch a tent. No pun intended. And you go to sleep. And these guys come and find your tent, and they rip you out of the tent, and they basically kidnap you. They hood you and kidnap you, and you've got to get out of this secret house.
I have never
house.
Heard of that.
You
that
haven't? Is, oh, yeah, yeah.
That I've is heard of that. Nuts.
I think that'd be fun to do, to be the guy that does it. I don't think I'd like to be the guy that...
See, no.
Mainly because if I'm asleep, don't wake me up.
I'm a father. I need my sleep. I hate scaring people. I hate it. I hate seeing, and that's the thing. People, a lot of times when I'm doing interviews, a lot of people do ask me stupid, like what is your, like, what do you hate? Like, you know, like, what's your least favorite thing or whatever? It's just random stupid. Like, we used to get this all the time when I was in a band, these dumb kids with their zines. Like, what do you guys hate? But like the thing I can't stand, the thing
it
that
sucks
drives,
being in a band and having fans.
Right.
The thing, we were really, really wealthy. The thing that drives us nuts, drives me nuts that I hate is like seeing people, not necessarily in pain, but seeing people like frightened or scared, like in any capacity. Like if an old person walked by and somebody like ripped off their glasses and like took them away, and the old person was like, "I can't see." Like, oh my god, I just start bawling. Like, I can't handle.
I'm with you on that.
People being afraid, or like, if I'm ripping, and they're like, you know what I mean?
I think that's real fear, though.
From what you're saying, like, yeah, you're talking about real fear. You're putting yourself in a position.
But you think that if you do this tent thing, there's not going to be any real fear in the scenario.
But that's
what they know. What
voluntarily signed up for.
Sure, but still,
like if there's an old lady in the middle of the street with her glasses, that terrifies me too. That makes me want to weep for her. Like,
and we're not saying that all old people need glasses, but
or that all old people are.
I'll put up a disclaimer before the episode.
But all old people are scared all the time.
They are. Yes. Yeah. Of the youth.
I think there'd be real fear in that, though, when there's people who are in a tent. Even if it's like a game, it's still built to be real, right?
One of my favorite scares, it was...
I love you calling them scares.
It was, yeah, one of my favorite scares was...
I know mine.
My buddy Gary.
Pregnancy.
Yeah. my buddy Gary and I, we chased this girl for probably 300 yards. Just did a full-on sprint. And she just couldn't get away from us because Gary and I are both pretty fast. And we were
we're
moving around her. And she ended up running into this safe area, or she thought it was, because it was the men's bathroom where she ran into. She just found a place to go, and that's where she went.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she realized that it was the men's restroom, she ran back out, but we were both standing there. So now she's at a...
Now she's trapped in the men's restroom.
And everyone in the restroom is laughing at her, mm-hmm. because they all know what's happening. Gary and I are standing right outside the men's restroom. And by the way, I hope this doesn't get Gary in trouble. So we're going to change his name to Gary. I stand there, and he ends up going around, and there are kind of slats in the roof, mm-hmm. for the men's bathroom. And he gets up onto the roof and puts his hand down by, like, where her hair is, and just kind of gently, like tussles her hat or whatever she had on. And she looked up, and he was up there. She drops to the ground, and I'm standing right there, and she just starts screaming, I just want to go home. And I looked up at Gary, and I was like, "You good?" He's like, "Yeah. Yeah, I'm good." And so we just walked away. And we talked about that being one of the greatest scares.
That is a good scare.
All of her friends were behind us just laughing their asses off at her. Because, of course, she's not in any real danger.
Right. Could you grab me one too, please, Dal?
She might be having nightmares today about it. But it was one of the most fun things. Because everyone was entertained. No one was in any real danger. And this poor girl's is trapped in the men's bathroom because she's afraid of two idiots in masks.
Now, there are definitely, how do I put this? there are things that are certain when you go into a haunted house. The thing that is certain is if you hide behind the pretty little scared girl, you're going to be okay.
Well, not necessarily.
Really? Because every time I've gone to a haunted house, I always went with one of my old coworkers, Erin. She would freak out every time. Mm-hmm. So whenever I'd go, so I'm like, oh, I just stand with Erin. They're just going to dick with her.
Right.
And then by then, they got to jump to the group, you know,
right,
20 feet back. So then they're just going to pass right over me and not mess with me.
Those types of girls are layups. Those types of girls are easy scares. Look at Dallas. He can't contain
himself.
I just
love this terminology.
They're layups. Any rookie can scare those. That can scare those girls because they're before they walk in the room, they're
any
already jumping.
Any stupid douchebag could scare these dumb girls.
The good monsters are going after the
Don't
guy hiding behind the girl.
Get this bitch. Listen, this stupid bitch walks in right with the guest jeans and her E-Spirit t-shirt and
with her hair in a fucking ponytail like some kind of a hua.
Shoulders up to her ears already. I leap out the corner. Gary's over there jerking off. Gary, put your dick in your pants. We got a scares or two.
And he says, I'm going to keep jerking off. I don't scare layups.
This is the Dice Clay hour. I like it.
Oh, Dice, you got to get a little
scare
deeper.
Layups. Oh, can we make t-shirts and say, I don't scare layups?
I don't scare layups. Hey,
could you sell those at your areas?
They make t-shirts and they sell t-shirts and stickers there.
I don't scare layups,
I think would be a good sticker.
All right,
I want a commission for that.
I don't scare.
You got to go for the tougher scares, and that's one of the time I got punched in the face.
Oh, really?
I did. There
and
was
that didn't
a,
make you be like
You know what? Here's my whole thing. If someone has to resort to physical violence, mm-hmm. because they feel because I have done my job so well that they're that afraid, I'm kind of cool with it. I don't like the guy that keeps coming after somebody, but somebody that just like does an automatic like oh and like pops like that, like that's cool for me, as long as it doesn't.
So you don't throw those people out. You just give them like a hey.
If someone's
cool
being
it.
An asshole,
sure.
and is drunk and is pushing people around on purpose just because that's what they want to do,
right.
Then I'm not gonna. Yeah, that person's out.
Yeah,
this guy, I went to scare him and. He flipped out. He jumped about 6 feet up in the air and turned around and popped me in the left eye. And I went down. I went down hard.
Was it a reaction or was it just like...
It was a definite reaction.
Yeah. I mean, like an uncontrollable reaction to where it was just a flinch where it's like, fuck, and yes, then just pop.
Yeah. Okay. No, I mean, but it was hard. I mean, the guy cocked back and sure, crushed me. I had a black eye for a while. And it was kind of like one of those things, like, I scared a guy and I got this black eye.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a badge of honor. It was kind of, you know, hey,
I like that.
Some guy, you scared some guy so bad that he had to hit you in the head.
Yeah. Now let's
go away.
Let's talk about this. Fucker. And I want to see if Dallas and I can guess this.
How many easiest, sorry.
Easiest and hardest nationalities and demographics to scare. For example, like I would think the easiest would be a 22-year-old blonde white girl. Like, in a sense, I'm being very stereotypical.
I'm going to say hardest Middle Eastern. They've seen some shit.
Or easiest would be Asian. I would think Asian girls are very easy to scare.
The easiest, well, I don't know about, I'll start with this. I'll start with most fun. Okay. I will start with 17 to 34 African-American males.
Just say black.
Black guys.
Definitely going with...
All you black guys listening to us, you are the most fun to
scare. And
if you're
from Africa, send an email in and prove it. My God.
The guy does listen to our show. How about that?
I would definitely think that would be fun.
They party harder than anybody else, and they get into it more than anybody else. They're also runners. Those guys are runners.
God, I feel like this got real racist.
Hey, you guys asked me to bring it.
Now we're teetering.
It's a little racist, but it's in a fun way. Racism is fun, everybody. they run, and it's fun, and they laugh a lot. They get into it. They're not afraid to be like, you know, you scare a white guy looking around this room. They're going to go, oh, shit, bro, you got me.
Right.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, they want to come up and like shake your hand and be like, fuck, that was great.
Either that or it's like, I see you, bro. Yeah, I know you see me. You're seeing me because I'm allowing you to see me. I'm not trying to scare you. That's what it is. So
that was your easiest.
Because I'm allowing you
to see me. The most difficult to scare, I would say, is this room, this demographic right now. 20 to 40-year-old white males.
That's a large demographic. Yep. 20 to 40. Just say white guys.
Dudes.
20 to 40.
Yeah, white dudes.
You know it's really hard to scare 86-year-old Puerto Rican men?
They were pretty appreciative. They were just like, you know, very zen-like.
Hand you little flags.
Now, yeah. How often would someone go down in far as like a medical thing? Like, would someone actually like, not like legit have a heart attack, but would someone like... Like if you
like require jumped, like, medical attention?
Yeah, like if you were running at me, for example, and like mm-hmm. you said you had that shit going 300 yards, like running and I look back, you know, trying to see if you're still chasing me, and then yep. I turn around and I go fucking flat into a pool.
I scared a kid into the pool once, or into like a little lake, okay. And he needed some help with his leg, because it's like a elevated planter, so he tripped over the planter into this little pond, and he could get out of the pond so he didn't die, but then he needed medical attention for his leg. And then every single year, at least that I can remember, at least one woman would be scared into labor. And that
Why
was,
the fuck would you go there if you're pregnant?
I didn't know the answer until my wife was 11 days late.
Oh,
and,
yeah, okay.
And the answer is they are trying to get that kid out of him.
Oh,
interesting.
And yeah, because most of them were like, you are ready to pop. Yeah. Why are you here? And it's because they need to figure out a way to get that kid out. And sometimes that adrenaline or walking or just taking your mind off of it or relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
but yeah, I never knew. I was like, what a fucking idiot. Why would you come here when you're that pregnant? That was mine. I kicked Elsa's mic. When Becky was 11 days late, or, you know, 5 days late, 6 days late, seven days
bring
late.
Bring out the old nuts.
You bring out the Beetlejuice costume.
We went to the zoo. We were walking around the zoo.
You threw her in a lion pit.
And, oh, man.
Scare the shit out of her.
Oh, we harambe'd the crap out of her. Actual verb.
That gorilla ripped the baby right out and just started swinging her around.
No, but she went into labor that night.
Yeah.
I heard your Harambe episode, by the way. Couldn't disagree more.
Why?
With the episode or with Skype?
With Skype? Oh, dude. Yeah. Well, trust me, as a fellow podcaster, I disagree with Skype a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Skype was...
Here's the deal. I think Harambe deserved it. All right, keep going.
Next.
Stupid fucking wrong. Gorillas.
Hey.
Wrong.
I'm sorry.
So anyway, scaring people is fun.
It's got to be. Yeah. If you do it so much.
Yeah, it's you probably get at least 1,000 a night and you know, probably 50 really good ones. Uh-huh. And out of those, you know, you remember 3 or 4 a night from, you know, I started in 1999. And it's still one of the most fun things I've ever done.
So, and here's why I can agree with you, and I can see that, because I think that out of any performing, quote-unquote, job, you probably that is the most honest and genuine reaction you can ever get out of another human being.
Fear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can see it on their faces.
And laughter. There's a lot of laughter there, too.
I would say joy.
Certainly
joy for me.
Happiness.
And, you know, I'm sure that you guys have gone through those with women. And the guys really like going with girls because they cling on to them. Mm-hmm, and it's kind of like a machismo thing. Like, I got it, baby. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And
that's why we're so hard to scare.
So, yeah, probably.
Not for me. My wife is definitely in front. Yeah, I don't know. Wife takes no over. Interest. Huh?
Your wife takes over? She takes
oh,
the
yeah, lanes. Yeah. She'll kick a clown. That's for sure.
Good old Sam the clown
Not
kicker.
Interested. Yeah, well, I listen, again, I have no idea why you enjoy it, but I respect it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try to guess what my favorite holiday is.
I know this. By the look of you, by the shape of you, I'm going to go St. Patrick's Day.
That was...
It's a drinking what? Holiday.
Because I'm fat?
And cause,
I was like, Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
What Irish people do you see that are fat from drinking?
Of them on the Lucky Charms.
All the people in Ireland are so skinny.
They really are.
They're all gonna die.
They really are skinny. No, I'm not. I'm gonna
St. Patrick's Day is probably one of my favorite holidays.
One of your favorite,
we
but
do
I'm
a
gonna
big
say
dinner.
Your favorite one.
This year we should have you guys up for the dinner. We have a house now, and we have so much more room.
Good.
I saw the view from your house. Congratulations.
It's great.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Congrats.
I'm a happy man.
Good.
Well, I'm all right.
done.
I was a lot. This is like one of the things. You know, you get in a rut and just things keep piling on.
Always.
This was one of the big things that we just needed off of our shoulders, and I'm so happy.
That's good.
It's cool, man.
So now you're kind of on the downhill slide now. Hopefully.
Hopefully, we can get some other things figured out, like work. But I don't mean to bring the podcast down. I'm sorry.
No.
But I was telling you.
Well, Mike did when he called you fat.
That's true. Apartments are great. I mean, we lived in a 2-bedroom apartment forever, and we moved to Temecula into a house. And people are like, "Oh, why'd you move to Temecula? Temecula is gorgeous." And mm-hmm. Secondly, it's a house, a huge house with a yard, and we pay like $200 more. And I'm like, "I'll take it.
Yeah,
I'll work an extra job or whatever I have to do to make up for the rent because this is ridiculous."
Well.
So anyway, I'm just excited, and I didn't mean to wax on St. Patrick's Day. Second favorite holiday.
Second favorite. Okay, I'm gonna go with my first favorite for you would probably be
not gonna be
Kippur
a big one.
Or Columbus Day.
Well, you know that I love Jews and hate Italians.
Yeah.
No, neither of those.
It's Ramadan.
No,
it's not gonna be. It's Ramadan. Not gonna be
from Star Trek.
I don't think it's like a Christmas. I don't know. I will say mine. I will say mine, and hopefully we're on the same page. 4th of July.
Nope.
No?
It's Christmas.
Is it Christmas?
Oh, guys, here's something you don't know about me, and this is going to reveal.
He's fat, and he looks like Santa.
I'm fat, and I look like Santa. This is going to reveal a lot about me on your podcast to the other people who are listeners. Is everything sound all right? You're freaking out.
Nope, you're good. It's just twitching.
We didn't stop recording, did we? Okay.
Is it we're going to lose this? We're going to do like an hour about religion that matters, and then you're going to delete it because we said Prince for 5 minutes?
How great would it be if we lost another one with Dallas?
Oh, be so good.
It would be the last time I ever fucking come over here. No, here's what...
Christmas.
Stay with it.
Christmas.
But Dallas's back just went out.
Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
My back, I'm old. I love Christmas because you're never going to guess why. But despite my surly personality, I love the feeling of Christmas. I love that everyone's happy. for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I love that there's just like family, because I didn't grow up with a big family. You know, I grew up with a really small family and nobody really liked each other. And so like Christmas was always a reason for us to get together and at least tolerate each other. And so it was like nice, you know, you get to be with your family. My grandpa is like this awesome guy who just, when, you know, we was younger, he would just love everyone coming over and
we talked about this in the, in the podcast you were on before, where he like, will like bring up like old, like big band musicians.
Yeah, he would play music and then he would run around and quiz you on the music. And if you got it wrong, he'd get really mad at you, even though you're 11. And how the hell do you know who played drum on In the Mood? But anyway, he's just like, it was fun. You know, I love Christmas. I love, like, if I had my way, and maybe this year we'll do it because now we have the space, I would love to have like an 1800s Christmas party where everyone is dressed in 1800s garb.
Like Charles Dickens shit?
Yeah. Like, and then we go fucking caroling.
So the guy that doesn't like dressing up for Halloween wants to dress up for Christmas.
Oh, dude. There was years where I would wear a Santa hat every single day from Thanksgiving to New Year's. And my wife made me stop. But Well, it did look kind of weird. But when you get the beard, when I started getting the beard and the white in the beard, that's when people were like, oh, it's Santa. And then it would just hurt my feelings because I'm not that fat.
No.
But I'm also kind of chubby enough to be like, oh, you could be Santa. You know what I mean? And I don't like that. My feelings get hurt
to
very
pay
easily.
For your Temecula house, would you take a job as a mall Santa?
No, I've already been asked by SeaWorld. And
really?
I said no. Really? God, no, I won't be Santa. No, never. Because that would ruin it for me. That would ruin it for me.
Okay.
Like having to put up with all these kids and parents and stuff like that.
That
I wouldn't
was
want
kind
that.
Of an issue with me for Halloween. Was our season would start, God, September 18th or something.
I get that.
And it would go till November 5th. And that did kind of like shit. I just want to enjoy the season.
You're working
after 10 years of it, and then my 11th year where I didn't do anything, it was like, oh, I can go to all these cool Halloween things and actually enjoy it now. Mm-hmm. So I can understand why you would take it, turn down a job, a Christmas job.
But working at a amusement park or a theme park or anything like that, that's you get that ruined. Like at SeaWorld, they start playing music like immediately, and it's like, oh, God.
It's gonna start next week.
But to me, it adds it for me.
It adds a buildup to it, but then once you get there, you're so tired of it to where you just kind of sit in it.
I understand what you're saying 100%, but it doesn't feel that way to me. I love the whole thing of Christmas. Like that whole genre, like Christmas now is so associated with not only like the 1800s stuff, which I just love that period, but I also love, like, I mean, you guys have seen Wally Bunting. Like I love Dean Martin, Sinatra, like that era of like Christmas tunes, like the 40s and 50s. Oh God, like the 60s where there's... That is like, if I could die and come back, that would be the era I came back in. Mainly because, you know, no black people. But I would love to come back in that
Sorry,
era.
Nat King Cole.
But no, just kidding. But like, that whole just like, everyone dresses nice. You go and you have like these evenings out. Like, I mean, that's why I do Wally Bunting. Because it's like a throwback to just this variety show. We're all just there having a stupid good time.
Yeah.
Like, it's only for fun. Like, that spirit is so alive at Christmas that it just makes me like so I'm just always so happy.
Will you
Christmas
then time. Announce right here when and where Wally Bunting is going to be?
You know what's funny is this question was brought up to me the other day, and I don't know if we'll do it this year.
You say that every fucking year.
Can we stop the recording and we'll edit that out? Dallas,
we did skip a year.
When is Wally
Bunting? I might be too late. I might be too late to book a venue.
We'll make it. We'll do
That's
it in
not
the
true.
Backyard.
I can totally get a venue.
Yeah.
Right.
You got a venue for me doing stand up.
I know.
You can do this.
Last year, we did it at the American Comedy Co. And we did it as part of a, I wanted to do it where we gave proceeds to a charity, not a charity, but like an arts organization. And I was really, the show was like the best one we've ever done.
I agree.
Like out of all of the shows, it was the most.
Taylor singing at the end almost made me tear up.
She was so good.
She was amazing.
It was most. But the problem is we don't have any new music.
So
the bits will be the same. And then there might be some new sketches. But two of the guys who wrote a lot for that show are moving to LA. And I don't know if they'll want to do it. But then at the same time, I put so much less of me in that year's shows, which was good because that's why I stopped doing it. But like, it was fun. But the organization we did it with, like, that was like a big push for me. It was like, oh, we'll have the, it'll be cool. It'll be like the spirit of charity. And they like didn't do anything. They didn't promote. They didn't like, you know, and it was the weirdest
experience. You just
showed
up and took a check?
No, they didn't even show up.
Oh, really?
None of them showed up.
Wow.
And it was a really weird experience. and I didn't like it, and so it kind of soured me on it.
Could you pick a different / better charity?
I think
I don't want to disparage
Dallas McLaughlin's charity. Would be the charity we go to.
The Amelia McLaughlin College Fund would enjoy it.
I don't know. If we do it,
she would show up, too.
I'm going to be releasing my stand-up album soon. So
the one that you recorded in when was that?
Oh, Night of One-Liners?
August. So I think we're releasing it soon, and I think that when we release that, it'll be probably timed around if we do Wally Bunting or a Christmas stand-up show.
A CD release party.
Yeah.
/ Wally Bunting. Well, either way,
can we talk about your show at all?
Huh?
Can we talk about your show at all?
What show?
Your TV show?
What TV show?
I thought you were doing a TV show.
Were
you or were you not? The sports one?
Nope.
Are we not doing that?
Oh.
The one that I've been editing for the last
right.
Oh, by the way, the files weren't in the Dropbox. So if you can just burn me a thing.
I'll burn you a thing.
All I got to do is show it to people as proof of concept.
Okay.
So we don't need to. If you edited it this is such off mic talk.
We'll talk after the show on this.
I literally have to go.
You need
to.
We'll talk about it.
Mike Bissett.
Bissett.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. a little bit.
Biz.
Sure.
Right. No, we're working on a show, and it's already got the green light, so it's not like it's like talking out of school.
Right.
But there are some other elements that I can tell you off mic that have kind of been percolating.
Okay.
So we're gonna see where that channel goes. Not channel, TV channel, but like where that avenue goes maybe in the next couple weeks before we commit to what we were doing before, let's say.
All right.
But I mean, there is something happening. There's stuff brewing for a sports kind of talk show that Mike was nice enough to help me edit, or not help me edit, nice enough to edit. And we put together this little program. It's fun.
It was fun.
But there's some elements that I think we figured out that are going to be better and ways to fix it. And so,
So it was all for nothing, Mike.
No, it's
pretty much. Yeah. And my work was all for nothing at this point.
Is anything worth anything? Really?
Well, it's one of those things where you know, we have a show, it's greenlit, we don't have any money, so it's kind of trying to find sponsors and money, and that's not my forte. So we need to kind of, there's a lot of, if you're doing local programming, by the way, if you're listening to this and doing local programming, you know what I'm talking about right now. If you don't, then you have no idea. But it's a pain in the ass, and you got to do a lot of footwork. And I'm not that good at doing some of this stuff. So
I disagree. I think you're very good at it, and you're better than me at it. And it's going to be an amazing project.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So everyone, go out and we'll definitely be promoting the hell out of it when it comes out.
Oh, when it comes out, I'll come back on. We'll talk about it.
The show and some stuff. And definitely the CD. So we'll.
Yeah,
talk about
man,
that
I'd love to come
out
on and promote the CD. Yeah. It came out really good. Matt Warburton, who is all of our mutual friends, did a great job. Mark Matamoros helped master it a little bit. And it sounds cool, man. You know what? I'll be honest. Recording that CD, I was so nervous. And it came out way better than I thought it was going to come out.
Well,
good.
Two guys that were in the crowd, it sounded great. And
I can't believe it was 52 minutes long.
Just
one-liners.
Wow.
It's a lot of one-liners.
26 minutes was him dry heaving.
We're going to leave that in, too.
All right, dude. Thank you so much
Thanks
for coming
back. Thank you,
guys.
Buddy. You follow me on... Come on, man. You can follow me on Twitter. Do I have to do this for you? @Dallas_MC.
Everyone already follows you.
It's not
listens
like,
to our show.
It's not like it's going to come out anyway. You're going to lose the episode somehow.
I keep fucking talking and I will.
Everything's Fine is my podcast that we don't update anymore, but we will soon.
You've put out a couple of
put out three episodes
in
the entire summer.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is the worst thing we've ever done because it's the best time for our podcast to exist and we're doing nothing.
I see Travis's updates on Facebook.
Oh,
I see your updates
on Facebook.
We didn't even get into the
Travis
everything.
Travis and I get together and we just talk and we're like, why are we not recording? And then let's record. And then something happens. Well, he just moved back to San Diego. We just moved. It's been a big mess.
Oh, he's out of Whittier, huh?
Yeah, he's all in right, El Cajon
this is,
now.
This is going to be more
the
off
Whittier
the air
of
talk.
San Diego. Anyway, thank
Local
you guys
joke.
For having me.
Thanks for coming, buddy.
I love the podcast. I've listened to one or two. Good luck.
Appreciate it. Good luck at your show tonight.